Chapter 46. So Israel set out with all that he had and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night, and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt, and I myself will surely bring you up again, and Joseph will close your eyes." Then Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, and their little ones, and their wives on the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. So they took their livestock and their possessions which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and arrived in Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him, his sons, and his sons' sons with him, his daughters, and his sons' daughters, and he brought all his descendants with him to Egypt. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel who went to Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. And the sons of Reuben: Hanok, and Palu, and Hezron, and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon: Jemuel, and Jamon, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. And the sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Judah: and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar: Tola, and Pua, and Joshub, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun: Serek, and Elon, and Jaleel. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Paddan Aram, as well as his daughter Dinah. All the persons of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad: Zephon, and Haggi, and Shunai, and Esbon, and Eri, and Arodi, and Areli. And the sons of Asher: Jimna, and Jishva, and Jishvi, and Beriah, and Sarah their sister. And the sons of Beriah: Haber, and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah, and these she bore to Jacob, 16 persons. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife: Joseph and Benjamin. To Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. And the sons of Benjamin: Bela, and Becher, and Ashbel, Jera, and Naaman, and Ahiram, and Shupim, and Huppim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, all the persons were 14. And the sons of Dan: Shuham. And the sons of Naphtali: Jahzeel, and Guni, and Jezer, and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Rachel, and these she bore to Jacob, all the persons were 7. All the persons who came with Jacob into Egypt, who were his direct descendants, not including the wives of Jacob's sons, all the persons were 66. And the sons of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt were 2 persons. All the persons of the house of Jacob who came into Egypt were 70. And he sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to accompany him to Goshen. Then they arrived in the land of Goshen. And Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to meet his father Israel in Goshen. And he presented himself to him, and he threw his arms around his neck and wept for a long time. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face, that you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and speak with Pharaoh and will tell him, 'My brothers and my father's household who are in the land of Canaan have come to me. The men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have.' And it will come to pass, when Pharaoh summons you and says, 'What is your occupation?' that you are to say, 'Your servants have looked after livestock from our youth until now, both we and our fathers, in order that you may settle in the land of Goshen, since all shepherds are detestable to the Egyptians.'